News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
The conflict in Iran, the attacks by America and Israel, it is more and more confusing in terms of the rhetoric that's emerging. On the one hand, we have the Americans saying that the conflict is nearly complete. We have Israel saying that there are literally thousands more targets yet to hit. We have Pete Hegseth, the defense secretary, telling us 3 days ago that the Straits of Hormuz were open. Then we had Donald Trump telling us that they weren't open, but that it was no big deal. The Americans could open them anytime they wanted. And most recently, he's telling us that the Americans should be helped by other NATO countries, that this always needed to be a team effort. With us is Nicholas Hopton, former UK ambassador to Iran and non-resident senior fellow at the Atlantic Council. It is an interesting demand that the president is now making, effectively turning to allies around the world and saying, we may have broken it, but you have to buy it.
Yes, normally when you break something, you have to pay for it. And I think that is certainly how the United States allies and other countries who are being asked by Donald Trump to send ships to open the Straits of Hormuz, such as China, how they will probably see it. So, yes, I think it's getting a skeptical response so far from countries, whether it's from the UK or France or others. We are, of course, the United Kingdom is already doing what it can to protect its own national interests and has taken a what it's describing as a defensive posture to protect bases, people, evacuate British citizens and others from the region. And I think that will carry on and increase. But actually opening the Straits of Hormuz is a very big ask. And since the United States itself, its Navy, has advised the president that it's not possible for US ships to be escorting merchant vessels through the Straits of Hormuz, it seems quite a big ask for the president to be asking his allies to do that for them.
Have you any insight as to why he is asking? Is it simply a matter of resources that even a navy as powerful as the US simply doesn't have the kind of firepower to be able to do it?
I suspect that's not the main reason. As we all know, the United States military is the strongest and most powerful in the world, and in this war with Iran, and it is a war, the military imbalance is very clear. I think though the reason is because two things. One is escorting ships through such a narrow stretch of water, which at its narrowest is only 24 miles wide, and incredibly vulnerable to any sort of attack from Iranian forces, the IRGC or others, or missiles from the land, so forth. The vulnerability is huge, but I think there is a growing sense also that the president is feeling frustrated. Perhaps he didn't fully grasp when launching this conflict over 2 weeks ago now, how complicated and difficult it would be and what exactly would be the objectives at which point he could declare victory. It's still confused messaging coming out of the White House, as you described before.
One assumes, Nicholas, it's a tricky challenge diplomatically for the putative allies, because from their perspective, while they may not want to domestically be seen to get involved in this conflict, they probably also don't want to single themselves out, a la Spain, as being in opposition to what the administration is trying to achieve.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's important to emphasize that the certainly from the United Kingdom's perspective, that is not what the government is doing. The United Kingdom has made clear that it is doing everything it can that's possible within the politics as well as its own military resources to do the necessary to protect its interests, and that means allowing the United States to use our bases to attack missiles that are going to be used to attack our interests. The government seems to now have allowed that. So I don't think it's a case of the UK or other allies, France and others, saying they are against helping the US. But they just don't want to be drawn into this war for domestic political reasons, as you say, but also because of a lack of clear legal base for the international legal basis for the launch of this conflict against Iran. And because actually what the United Kingdom at least is very keen to see is a return to negotiations, because that is the way to provide a long-term, sustainable, peaceful future for the Middle East.
Lastly, Nicholas, there's a school of thought that says that a prime factor in the US becoming involved was that Israel was going to do it without them and they were therefore jump-started into it. Is that going to become a factor in the ending of the conflict as well? Because the US has been sending out signals that they want to wrap it up. Meanwhile, we have Israel saying there are literally thousands more targets within Iran that they want to hit.
Well, I've heard that analysis, and I think one can overstate the tail wagging the dog idea. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has a huge influence in Donald Trump's White House, and that should not be underestimated. And last summer, perhaps in June, when Israel did preemptively cut off negotiations between the US and Iran by launching strikes and then drag the United States into war, that might have been more the case that Israel was calling the shots there. This war was launched by Donald Trump. He's made it clear right from the word go. The US has been part of it from the beginning. I think the US president is in control. It is in his gift to stop this war, as the British Defense Secretary has said. You know, if what's the simplest way to reopen the Straits of Hormuz? It's to stop the conflict. And I think as the economic pressures bite, as the price of oil goes back over $100 per barrel, as food and water supplies in the Gulf countries start to become a bit critical, which we're already seeing signs of, the pressure will grow on the president to declare victory, which I think most would welcome. Even the Iranians would be prepared to start talking again, despite their rhetoric. And that is the way forward. And we've got to hope that Donald Trump decides to do that fairly soon.
Nicholas, thank you very much. That's Nicholas Hopton, who is former UK ambassador to Iran and non-resident senior fellow at the Atlantic Council.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.